Well, it appeared for a moment last week that the Michigan House might finally resolve the long-standing road funding debate. Instead, lawmakers adjourned without an agreement on a plan. The state is trying to raise $1.2 billion to repair its crumbling roads and bridges. In the meantime, some Michigan residents are trying to take the road funding issue into their own hands. They're circulating a petition they say would ease some of the tax burden shouldered by individuals and families. And current state's Kevin Lavery is here with more details. Kevin, what's this petition all about?
Mark, this proposal would raise the corporate income tax rate from its current level of 6% up to 11%. The group behind it is Citizens for Fair Taxes. They say corporations doing business in Michigan are not paying their fair share. The group says since the Snyder administration took office in 2011, corporations have received a $2 billion tax break, while at the same time, Michigan families have been paying almost that much more in taxes. Citizens for Fair Taxes says their proposal would generate $900 million for road funding, and they're trying to get this tax hike on the November 2016 ballot. So I spoke with their spokesman, Tom Lutz, and he says their effort is still fairly new, but the signature drive is well underway.
Well, it was just in the last couple months this coalition got together, and the need was is simply this legislature has not been able to get us a fix for roads that does not continue to ask middle-class Michiganders to pay more. We need to get the roads fixed, and we need to do it in a way that doesn't increase the burden to the middle class. We're asking corporations to pay back a little less than one half of the tax cuts that they got in 2011. Those tax cuts were obviously given under the auspices of creating more and better-paying jobs for Michiganders, and that simply hasn't happened.
So your group has recently begun gathering signatures for a petition that would, as you say, raise this corporate income tax 5 percentage levels from where it is now at 6% to 11%. How is that petition drive going so far? How are people receiving it?
Well, obviously it polled very well, and right now we have a lot of support. We're getting calls every day from people, not only to sign the petitions, but ask how they can help with the drive. And the reality is, as you mentioned, that 5 points, people want to talk about it a lot of ways and make it about a lot of things. For us, it's very simple. You know, in 2011, the average Michigan taxpayer, their deductions or their tax credits and things like the earned income tax credits and things were reduced by over 50%. And the tax burden went up by $1.6 billion to the average working person in Michigan. And what happened at that same time is corporations received $2 billion in tax cuts. So they want to talk about raising the rate, and we just want to talk about recouping. And we want to remind people that this is not going to affect small businesses, the 95,000 that don't pay the corporate income tax. And we want to remind them that this is going to recoup less than half of those $2 billion. And it'll go directly to fixing our roads, which we all agree needs to be done.
Pretty sizable numbers, Tom. Where does this data come from?
So, again, this data has been out for years. There's a couple different studies. One was printed in the Free Press. Another one was actually, a couple of these studies actually come from the state of Michigan. I can't remember the exact name of the study, but it's the overall tax review by the state.
How did your group arrive at the idea of a 5% tax increase? Is there a magic number behind raising it up to 11% total?
Well, again, the increase for the corporate income tax, again, which is at a historical low, corporations last year paid less than $400 million in tax, is an attempt to recoup less than half of the $2 billion that corporations received in 11. So I don't know that there's some magic formula that's used. It's just what we see as fair at this time. There's a lot of numbers being thrown around for what it will take to fix the roads. Here's what we know. We can't count on this legislature or corporations to protect middle-class families or fix our roads at this point. And this will do both.
We're talking with Tom Lutz, the spokesperson for Citizens for Fair Taxes, and the group has a proposal that would roll back some of the tax cuts for corporations. They want to increase the corporate income tax from 6% to 11% and use that revenue, which they estimate to be around $900 million, to fund our crumbling roads and bridges here in Michigan. Since 2008, Tom, Michigan has had three different corporate income tax structures. First, there was the small business tax that was replaced by the Michigan business tax, and now we have the corporate income tax. What makes your plan feasible and really sellable to the state?
Well, I don't know that we think it's sellable to the state. Here's what we know. This is a replacement legislative ballot initiative. So what this actually would redo is replace the current CIT law and take that additional revenues that would be collected and drive them directly to roads. So what we're doing is not really rewriting this law. We're simply changing the amount of money that would come in and saying that the new monies would go specifically to roads. And this would be basically the exact same law that this legislature has put into effect. We're not trying to rewrite the corporate income tax. Just make sure that they pay their fair share and that additional revenues collected would go directly to fixing our roads.
Last week, Tom, the Michigan House adjourned with no agreements on a road funding deal, and there is a compromise plan now that's floating around that would raise that $1.2 billion that's been talked about. Half of this would come from a combination of higher fuel taxes and vehicle registration fees, the other half from a very vague notion of shifting general fund spending. There are people who are concerned about the vagueness of those shifts. Are you concerned about those proposals, and would any deal that comes out of the legislature in any way affect your petition drive or prompt you to cease that if a good deal was reached?
There's no reason we would cease this. This is the way, the fairest, most equitable way for Michigan's middle class, working families, seniors, and the pensioners that were recently taxed to not have to shoulder all of the heavy lifting again. There's a lot of speculation, but let's take a look at what happened with Prop 1. It was turned down for two reasons. It didn't ask corporations to pay their fair share again. The majority of that money was placed on Michigan taxpayers again, and it was complicated. So, you know, I'm not the legislature, but this is a plan that keeps it simple. Recouping less than half of the tax breaks that were afforded to corporations in 11, putting the money directly towards the roads and the infrastructure and the bridges in the state. So, you know, what's going on there? You know, we're not going to speculate on the what ifs, but there'd be absolutely no reason it would affect this ballot initiative, as it's a legislative replacement type initiative.
We're talking with Tom Lutz, the spokesperson for Citizens for Fair Taxes, and the group has a proposal that would roll back some of the tax cuts for corporations. They want to increase the corporate income tax from 6% to 11% and use that revenue, which they estimate to be around $900 million, to fund our crumbling roads and bridges here in Michigan. Well, as you well know, there's a lot of opposition out there. The Republican-led majority in the legislature is generally against this. Groups like the Michigan Chamber of Commerce say that, you know, rolling back those tax breaks would have a chilling effect on business. And even if this petition were to go through, there are some out there who say there's no guarantee that the legislature would even use this money toward the roads. So this seems like a pretty uphill battle just getting this petition through channels.
Well, we have said since the beginning they're going to say a lot of things, and all of those things we believe are designed around keeping $2 billion in tax breaks. So don't make it about things that it's not, and just kind of keep that on the side, if you will. However, reality is this would go to roads. This is a legislative replacement initiative ballot. Would go directly to the roads. Now, it's not 100% because they could put that money somewhere else. It will require a three-quarters in both House and Senate. Both sides would have to at a three-quarter vote to change that money and put it somewhere else. And to be honest, that's very unlikely to happen. They haven't done that in 50 years, and right now they can't agree on anything, especially fixing our roads. But the reality is this is a fair, equitable way for Michigan's taxpayers to get the roads fixed while recouping half the tax cuts that were given to corporations. And we expect that the corporations and their lobbyists are going to fight this tooth and nail. And we suspect that they're going to spend heavily on keeping any way that they feel necessary to keep those $2 billion in tax cuts.
Is there a plan B if this petition is dead on arrival?
Well, I don't know what you mean by dead on arrival. If we get the signatures, it would go to the legislature. If they took no action, it would end up on the ballot in 2016. So, you know, we fully expect to get these. We're out collecting signatures now. As you know, we have funded our site to raise over $1 million already, and we suspect that we will get those ballots. If they take no action in the legislature, then it'll end up on the ballot. So,
And what are you hearing from members of the House, especially Democrats? Do you get the sense that they want this petition to kind of go off to the side a bit so that they can pass their own deal, or are they supportive of the idea of a petition that would not have to go through the legislature or the governor?
Again, it's really, I really don't want to speculate on what other people are thinking, but here's what we know. I believe that the Dems' basic principle for the things that they were trying to move included corporations paying their fair share, and we agree with that. And we think that that needs to happen. But as to, you know, as to the what-ifs, we're just not here to speak to the what-ifs. We know that this is a fair way for this to happen, and we are committed to getting this ballot signatures and getting it in front of the legislature. If they take no action on it, it'll go to the voters.
So again, at this point, you've started the petition signature process. As I understand, you need a little more than 253,000 signatures to qualify for the November 16 ballot. How many have you collected so far? What's next at this point?
Well, to be quite honest, it would be really hard to give you a number today. We are out getting signatures right now, and again, we're taking this very seriously, and we fully expect that we will get all the signatures and more needed to get this in front of the legislature.
Tom Lutz is the spokesperson for Citizens for Fair Taxes. The group is trying to raise enough signatures to put a petition on the November 2016 ballot that would raise the corporate income tax from the current rate of 6% up to 11% to provide about $900 million for funding our crumbling roads and bridge infrastructure in Michigan. Tom, thanks so much for explaining this issue, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.